you somewhat relieved, Christine, after reading the report?
Look, I think that the Commission heard the evidence, and what I said all along is they'd make a judgment about what I said and what I did, and so, you know, and I thought they would be reasonable. I think they have.
At the same time, they say that they were, I'm not sure if they used the word dismayed, but unimpressed with your attitude to the hearings.
Look, I think, again, I made the point afterwards, I wasn't prepared. It was 14 months from the time of the fires that I was asked to come along, both to talk about the recovery, but also talk about what I'd done in the day. So I gave them a statement which wasn't in depth, and then they proceeded to question me in depth. So I guess the issue was I said to them I wasn't prepared and I should have done better at that.
Did you try to fudge your evidence at the Commission to just bluff your way through?
Look, I think I was just a bit shocked at the depth they wanted to go into, and also the fact that I hadn't had access to telephone records, those sorts of things, and so I tried to answer them as best I could.
As matters stand at the moment, they say there was a critical lack of leadership. It should have been at least within people's contemplation to declare a state of emergency. And you, Russell Rees, you and Waller were all hands off when you should have been hands on.
Look, I think there is, you know, argument. The Commission certainly had that view when they expressed it in their report. The model of emergency management is one where it is a local model and it escalates up. You know, in many, many instances previously, that the way we operated had been very effective. And in that case, because I think the overwhelming day, the numbers of fires, all of that, you know, some of us were found wanting and should have done a different job.
Do you apologise personally, Christine?
I did and have. And I did. I wrote in newspapers afterwards. I've spoken to the communities about it and said I should have, you know, done things differently. And it's not just what you do as a leader. It's the perceptions of what you do. And I think, you know, that was an important part for me to say to the communities, because I think the important part for me is those communities. Sort of for the last nearly 18 months, I've worked, you know, many, many days with those people and understand the kind of trauma they've been through and are still going through. And so I had to have a base to work with them, and it was important for me very much personally to say I was sorry for what happened.
And Christina, on your role as head of the Recovery Authority, the Commission has found that rebuilding has put short-term social welfare ahead of longer-term safety. Have we been too hasty to rebuild?
I think, Cathy, I had discussions with the Commission. You know, we talked through a lot of these issues, as we did with the government, about how people, you know, would go forward. It would have been extraordinarily difficult, I think, to have said to the communities who, many of them did want to start to rebuild, get their lives back, to have said to them, no, you can't. And I think it's a very fine balance to work that through, and obviously the government will have to think through that, what sort of, whether they do buy land back or not. I think it's a very complicated process and take a lot more thinking in.
Is that the best way to spend money, acquiring property and also putting power lines underground? Is that the best way to future-proof bushfire risk areas?
Look, I think when I've listened to the communities, you know, and perhaps as the Premier said, there's a lot of different views. You know, people would say, you know, is that use of their money? Some would say, look, give me the money to finish building my house rather than do that. And so, you know, there's a lot of, I guess, conflict within communities itself about what they think should be done and the way it should be worked through. But I think what the Commission's recommendations have done has given us a kind of a very good, very reasoned outline about what can be done. And I hope that as the contemplation goes through with the communities, we come to an outcome that we can all live with.
Christine, it has been pointed out that of the people who are in charge on that day and who have been criticised in this report, you're the only one who has actually faced the media, apologised, addressed those issues. Do you know why we're not hearing from Russell Rees or Ewan Waller at this time?
Look, I suppose my whole career is a police officer in many ways, and as the Police Commission of Victoria, I always behave in this way. I tried when we made mistakes to say we'd made them, and when we'd done things properly, I stood up for whatever it is we'd done. And I think, you know, that's been the way I've done things. I think people like Russell and Ewan are just great people, and as Peter Ryan said, have done an outstanding job in what they did. It's just about, I guess, each of us and how we deal with these issues ourselves.
And there's a line of thinking that says the Royal Commission was more interested in claiming scalps than solving some of the complex problems that we're still left with. What do you make of that?
Look, I think I don't know about the Royal Commission. I mean, I've obviously thought about this a bit. I think there were some people in our communities and in some in the media who I think were very much looking for claiming scalps. I think that the Commission itself has shown that it was trying to work its way through quite complicated issues and has come to an outcome you know, about our behaviour, and I think it's probably fair, and I'm you know, think it's quite reasonable. But there were some in the committee for perhaps political reasons, and perhaps you know, history, a whole lot of things that they wanted to see some of us extremely badly damaged, and I think the commission didn't want to see that, and they certainly, I don't think, have done that.
How's your health?
I'm fine, thank you. I just couldn't quite believe that Kevin Rudd and I had the same kind of issue, but I'm fine, and looking forward to the next phase of working with the bushfire communities and being able to continue the long term. I think, as the Premier said, that, you know, a lot of us have got to know this is a long term, and the way I move to a voluntary role in sort of mid-August will allow me to continue the long term with many of those communities.